Welcome to the ABM Conversations Podcast, the number one podcast for B2B marketers wanting to explore timeless account-based marketing strategies to drive revenue, customer engagement, retention, and everything that makes sense to both marketers and sales folks. No more fluff. No more vanity metrics. Live from India, made for the world. And now your hosts, Yog and Manish.
Product-led growth, or PLG as it is also known, is one of the hottest buzzwords in the growth marketing circles around the world. But what is PLG exactly? That is going to be the topic of our podcast today. And this is your host, Manish Nepal.
And this is me, Yagneshwaran Ganesh. That's a great question, Manish. So if you look at product-led growth or PLG, it's been there for quite some time, but it's still emerging and it has a long way to go from being used in a full-fledged manner. So what is PLG? PLG is basically one of those go-to marketing strategies, which is more focused on the product. It's a growth strategy that is more centered towards the product. So you can look at it as something that where you put the product as a centerpiece to acquire customers, to increase your conversion, to gamify the adoption of the product, and also keep expanding. For a long time, product marketers looked at this purely from an angle of in-product marketing, right? So when I say in-product marketing, I'm talking about creating those opportunities right within the product where you can help push the customers to the next level of the subscription plan. For a free user, it could be pushing them to a premium user, or even for a freemium tool, it's moving them to a paid tool. Because one of those places where the conversion is difficult is the mid funnel, where the acquisition has happened, but then converting a free customer to a paid customer is where the typical issue has been. And I think somewhere it also gets a little parallel compared to this concept of founder-led growth, where people are centering towards the founders. The entire messaging, the entire positioning is centered around them. For example, you look at Tesla, there's one tweet coming around from Elon Musk, and then there's a quick adoption to the product, or there's huge amount of funding, or there's huge amount of adoption, and so on. And similarly, we can also agree that the story is quite similar when it comes to Apple or Netflix or Amazon.
Totally agree. I think founder-led growth can be one of the future episodes that we can deep dive into later on.
Right.
But coming back to PLG, I think the one of the reason why new growth concepts like PLG and founders-led growth are emerging is because they stand to disrupt the traditional GTM approach of outbound sales or inbound marketing, because those are approaches that are not lean, and they have a more integrated approach to doing things, whereas product-led growth focuses and directs its entire energy on keeping product at the center of everything you do. Like you said, it proxies the traditional forms of marketing by means of putting product in the center of the limelight.
Right. So if you look at how this has panned out, you have to look at some of the products that really have made such a great impact. And I think it's only fair to bring up Slack as an example in this case.
Yeah, I think Slack is the best example when it comes to product-led growth.
Right, exactly, right? So one of the reason I say this so is because it has changed habits of people. Probably somebody like Nireal would be extremely proud when he looks at the way they've transformed email messaging to a workplace messaging software, and the way individuals and organizations have adopted this. And one of the reasons that I extremely love about Slack is that they've made everything fun, right? It's not like saying, hey, you're getting a notification from Manish Nepal who's shared a document with you to work on. And it's actually the way they have made this really fun. If you look at it, they have invested less in the traditional forms of marketing, and they've actually come on to grow grow tens of millions of active users on a daily basis. What I mean that is, it's not just active users on the free free plan, but it has actually about 85,000 organizations who are paid subscribers. So that is something that is really fantastic.
Yeah, I think that's a huge number to achieve in terms of a company that has not invested in traditional forms of marketing like Google Ads or TV ads or billboards, even for that matter, right? I think Slack is definitely the best case study when it comes to the topic of product-led growth. And coming back to what you said about Slack being, a company that disrupted product-led growth, I think the way they cracked it is because they devised their GTM strategy in a way that took a product-first approach. And, they say the CEO of Slack, Stuart Butterfield, and the team that he assembled around this company, they came with the agenda to develop Slack in a way that they didn't sell another software or technology product, but they are in the business of selling product experience. And that's exactly how Slack is designed, right? If you are a Slack user, you will understand how sticky the product is. Everything ranging from the product UI to the product copy is extremely different from what you would see in other players in the market. For example, the emails are not as contextual as the message that you exchange in Slack. The way Slack works is it has substituted email and the chat messengers that cross-functional team within organizations work, right? But Slack is much more contextual, and it integrates with almost every other tech stack that you can imagine that your organization uses, right? So Slack as a product is in the business of selling awesome product experiences, and it is not just another piece of technology that you would have in your team collaboration.
Right. So the core of what Manish just said is that Slack as an example is definitely great, but what I'm looking at is how you can make product as a core piece of your growth strategy, right? So in this model, what I particularly liked is the way they started freemium. Freemium was fairly up and coming when they actually got into the zone. So what they've made is they made freemium model as the cornerstone, and they've actually let people to go and test the product out. And once that happened and people find that it's a right fit for their organization, and that's when the adoption really begins to happen. And one of the things that I really also appreciate is one more company, right? So Intercom is another company that I would definitely want to call out and say it's fantastic, because when you look at the product, you also have to know when you have to target or when you have to get into the ecosystem of your target users. And one of the strategies that I loved with Intercom that was so product-led was when they signed up with, say, Y Combinator and several startup incubation centers around the world, and they offered their product for free to all the companies up to about 50 users. And by virtue of it, what happened is everybody started using this product, and when they grew, then they also adopted the product further, and they bought the premium version of the product and continued using that product.
That's a great example, Yag. I think Intercom is another example that epitomizes product-led growth, because with the growing requirements of these Y Combinator startups, they were bound to stick to a product experience that they were already used to. And what happens when you give free trials of your product to customers is that it also shows confidence that you as a brand have in your product that you have developed and put out in the world, right? Having said all of that, Slack definitely has killed and monopolized the product-led growth approach. But Let's talk about contrary things about product-led growth, right?
Before you get into the contrary aspects, I also would love to add a couple of points. One of the things that I really love about offering it for trial and allowing people to try, it's not just about confidence, it's also to see what part of your product works. And it's sort of iteration. In fact, we have tried that in some of our with some of our customers as well. What happens is what you think will work in your product is way different from how the customer sees it, right? So it can not only help improve the stickiness of your product, but it will also help you come up with that positioning as to what your product is seen as. For instance, you know, for a long time, you could have looked at Slack as a tool where you can exchange docs, but because people used it to communicate further, it became a messaging device, and to an extent, it also became a replacement for email tools. So I think the entire positioning, the entire communication, also understanding of what works, I think this model is great.
Having said that, is PLG really a sustainable growth model for all the companies? Is it a sustainable long-term strategy that SaaS companies can bank on? Or in other words, is there a downside of a product-led growth? I definitely think it's a good go-to-market strategy that you can embrace, but I don't think it's one and only strategy that you can stick to. I mean, definitely there are exceptions like Slack that purely made its growth based on a product-led growth approach. But what do you think, Yag? Are there other downsides to this approach?
Well, I think, you know, there are sometimes what happens is when a lot of companies are thinking product first, then probably you can be too focused and you can probably get into a mode of building more and more features and write features and shipping it out. I would rather say that I would build something small, test it out and see how things really move into the market. That said, I would not just be product focused alone. We have to be well balanced in that way. I would definitely want sales and marketing to go out and try and pitch an idea out. For example, one of the interesting way to growth hack is, say, put out an ebook related to what your product concept is going to be and see how the reception is and how people are reacting to that. Or it could be a simple landing page and see how many people are showing interest in wanting to try out a product, what you're pitching about. So you get an actual idea of what the market wants. I'm talking about what we discussed in one of our previous episodes where we move away from a product market fit to a market product fit,
right?
Where we are looking at what the market wants and what exactly is the pain point and are we solving around that. And once we identify that, if our messaging and if our sales, if our customer support, customer success, every team is rallying around that one idea and acting as one team, then that is something that I would be excited to build.
I second this line of thinking because I definitely think that product-led growth is incompatible to the traditional forms of outbound sales and inbound marketing, which in my opinion are equally if not more important. And especially in the context of young companies that are just starting out, you should test out everything. And using PLG, like Yag explained earlier, can create a feedback loop with your direct customers. And based on that, you can reiterate your product, you can pivot to other model of market channel fit. So the downside, to compensate the downside of product-led growth, I think we should not see it as it being mutually exclusive to the traditional forms of sales and marketing. And have it as one of the integrated elements of your larger marketing and growth strategy.
Absolutely. So to sum up this entire conversation, we would say that it is extremely important to be having a lot of product focus and make it one of the core pieces of your growth strategy, but not just rely on that alone. But let it be part of your entire growth flywheel. So with that, we are calling this a wrap. This is me, Yag.
And this is me, Manish.
And until the next episode, take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the ABM Conversations Podcast. Make sure you subscribe and share your comments with us. We're constantly looking for your feedback, thoughts, and suggestions to make the show more relevant to you.